We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here today by Tina Rockhold, Development Director with the Mercy Community Health Foundation. And we're going to dive in a little bit more in depth to the Crystal Gala that's coming up on Saturday, February 29th. That's the day after my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, it'll be
soon.
Very soon, yeah. And easy day to remember for when the gala is, because February 29th only comes once every 4 years.
So. That's right. We tried to make it easy to mark on the calendar.
There you go. Well, there's going to be a lot of great activities. For someone who's never been to one of these galas, it's a great night because you have all kinds of stuff going on. There's an auction. There's usually entertainment. There's good food. Let's talk a little bit first on the auction items there and what people have the opportunity to bid on.
Oh, gosh. We have some wonderful live auction packages. I am seriously stoked about some of these. They're really going to be fun. These are how things are shaping up. You know, a few little details here and there to still put together. But as far as live auction items, we expect to have 10 packages available. One of those will be a hot air balloon ride sponsored by Civic Plus. A Chocolatier 101, where you can bring you and a group of friends to learn how to do chocolate and make chocolate, and that's offered by Radina's. Pine and Plaid, as well as the boutique, we have a shopping with a $500 gift card to each of those locations, but then a personal shopper. So, you know, for someone who's not quite sure how to put all things together, they have someone who will assist you with that. We have the Sunset Zoo and You. That's geared to be a children's package, maybe perfect for a birthday party or something of that sort. Then we also have a coffee roasting and toasting that's offered by Radina's. A staycation. You know, there is so much happening in Manhattan. Sometimes, you know, when you live local, you kind of overlook all of the benefits of what is right here in our little gem of a town. So the staycation package is shaping up nicely with a lot of those really cool things to do in Manhattan. We have a wine tasting for a party of six. We also have a K-State tailgate for 25 people. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm calling it Win the Dang Day, you know, impress your friends. So those are just a few of the items that we have shaping up, and we're really, really appreciative of all of the sponsors and supporters that have donated their time or their services to make those packages available.
Now, on these auction items, it's just like a normal auction. They just have an auctioneer?
We do, yes. So Jeff Reckert will be our auctioneer for the night. And that's just one part. That's just one of the fun things happening that night. Of course, the Crystal Gala is a black tie optional event. So, you know, it's kind of fun to get out there and dress up and have a good time and make really a big evening of it. And so that the start kicks off at 6:30 with a champagne reception, and this will be at the Hilton Garden Inn. So a champagne reception at 6:30, then we'll move everybody into the ballroom, and we'll have lots of delicious hors d'oeuvres. Wine and beer will be complimentary, and then a cash bar for other drinks. Then we have, then we've got the program starting with our live auction items, a great video that is an educational piece about what happens in the cath lab. So I think that will be really enlightening to many of our attendees to learn more about the cath lab. And then we're going to kick it off with, you know, all the good stuff. We have a band coming from Lincoln. Their name is Out Loud, and they are fantastic with a good lineup of a great playlist. And so we're really excited to have them in town. This will be their first time playing in Manhattan. They're just as excited as we are. So we're really excited to have them. Then we will take a break during their set break, and we will have this birdcage raffle, which is really cool. You can purchase a chance to be one of the five attendees to come up on stage and try to unlock the birdcage. Inside the birdcage, we'll actually have two birdcages. One will have a $500 gift certificate from G. Thomas Jewelers, and the other birdcage, a jewelry item valued at $2,500. So that is extremely generous of G. Thomas Jewelers, and it is truly the highlight of the night to see who walks away with that wonderful piece of jewelry valued at $2,500. Then we also have a Stock the Bar raffle. So we intend to have a huge wall of various wine or liquor packaged up so that you can't see what it is. Purchase cork for $25, and then you draw that out, and it matches the matches the number on the unidentified bottle, and you walk away with a surprise of wine or liquor. So it should be a lot of fun. We're really excited. The Gala Planning Committee has just been phenomenal. It seems like with taking a year off, not doing the gala last year, they are in with, they are just all in. Lots of spirit, lots of enthusiasm to bring this event back.
Great. Have you had a chance to see the crystal then that's going to be?
Actually, the committee is meeting this evening at G. Thomas Jewelers to identify. We're going to choose what that prize is.
Oh.
So secret. You'll have to have me on next sometime soon, and I'll let you know if it's is it a necklace or is it a bracelet or is it a ring? What
yeah.
is it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that'll be fun. Well, we'll have to do that here in a few weeks, definitely. So if anyone wants to attend this event on February 29th, let's talk about maybe how they get a table reserved or how they get their tickets.
Sure. Thank you so much, Brandon, because we have several different sponsorship levels. Or if you're into – first, let's just go the easy route. If you're interested in individual tickets, they are $125 each and super simple. You can go to you can go to our website, and that is mercyfdn.org, and you can purchase tickets online. Those are individual tickets. Now, if you want to be a sponsor, so if you have a business or if you want to pull together 9 of your friends, we have tables of 10, and you may sponsor a table at $1,500. So that equates to $150 per person, but you get a reserve table. So all of your friends will be sitting at one location. So that's $1,500. Then we also have a Ruby sponsor, which gives you a little bit more, gives you that table, but it also gives you more as far as promotion for your business at the $3,000 level. And then we also have the Premier sponsorship at the $5,000 level. And I want to say thank you so much to SPS Companies, as well as the Jack Goldstein Charitable Foundation and the Trust Company, because they are our premier sponsors this year, but we're always open to have more. So if you have a business that might be interested in really supporting this project for the cath lab at Ascension Via Christi, we'd love to have you join in that select group of sponsors. We also have an Amethyst sponsor, which is at the $500 level. It doesn't offer the table, but it does offer you, the business or you, the promotional affiliations, the promotional benefits that go along with the other sponsorships, just not attendance at the gala.
All right. And there is a deadline for this. It looks like February 7th.
Right. We do ask that the sponsorships be in by February 7th, just so we can make sure that we have all of the promotional items ready and that all of those sponsors are recognized appropriately. If you are interested in individual tickets, we ask that you make reservations by February 14th. How about that for another day? Easy to remember.
Yeah.
February 14th for your individual reservations for the gala.
Yeah. I love the month of February, obviously, with it being my birth month. And then the food that night going to be probably exquisite, I imagine.
It is. We chose the menu for the gala last week, and it's phenomenal. Everything from carving station to lots of variety and hors d'oeuvres. And as I mentioned, wine and beer are complimentary at the event, as well as the champagne reception, cash bar for well drinks. But it's really, maybe $125 sounds like a lot, but when you consider all of the things that are shaping up that evening, it's going to be a really, really fun event and one that you don't want to miss. Let's start off 2020 by really making an impact, providing some wonderful services, providing this equipment for our friends, neighbors, bringing this this cath lab equipment to Manhattan is just phenomenal. We're really excited that we're seeing great patient outcomes with it. So let's fund it and make some great things happen.
All right. Again, we're talking with Tina Rockhold, Development Director here with the Mercy Community Health Foundation. And, I just happened to jump on your website, mercyfdn.org, which is where you can find information on how to get registered for this this gala. There's other ways you can help throughout the year. You know, it's a brand new year. Maybe people are thinking, hey, I want to do some philanthropic things, some giving here throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And there's information on the website that tells you how to do that.
Exactly. One way that, you know, donations are always welcome, but if you happen to be at our hospital, if you happen to either be a visitor or be a patient yourself, and you want to recognize outstanding care, we have a guardian angel program. Our clinicians, our coworkers cannot accept a financial contribution as just a recognition, but you are able to make a donation through the foundation and honor that person. Plus, we have numerous other ways, whether it be our women's and children's programs, whether it be patient assistance programs. There are numerous ways that you can support the foundation, earmark how you want your contribution to be designated, and we will make sure that we carry out your wishes.
All right. And you partner with the auxiliary, it looks like, as well.
Yes. Our auxiliary is incredible. I think maybe I've mentioned this on a previous program, but over the course of our partnership with the auxiliary, they have donated over $1.2 million, million dollars towards healthcare and what we do at Ascension Via Christi. So they are an integral part of making things happen within our hospital. Yes. And also Memorial Hospital Association, they are again one of our largest benefactors, as well as I do want to note our campaign kickoff for the cath lab that initiated through a donation from the Bernie Butler family, and that is really what kind of helped launch us into, okay, we are ready to move forward on this, let's make this happen. And with that contribution, we were able to say we already have this campaign started with $25,000. So a huge shout out to the Bernie Butler family and all of those that have supported the project along the way.
All right. Well, again, the Crystal Gala coming up Friday, or I need to quit doing that, Saturday, February 29th, Leap Day at the Hilton Garden Inn. And just get signed up for it as soon as you can. And it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic event and raising money for a very good cause here in our community.
Yes, thank you. You know, it's one of those opportunities. It's one of those things. Don't miss it. It's going to be. We were not able to do the gala last year. If you have the interest in supporting healthcare in our community, this is a terrific way to do so, and you get the benefit of all the fun and the excitement of the evening. So we'd love to see you there. You can get tickets again online at mercyfdn.org.
All right. I know you're looking forward to it. This will be your first event, and sounds like it's going to be a great community event. Tina, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Brandon.
That's going to do it here for In Focus on this Thursday. Thank you to Tina, and thank you to our guests from the Daniel Keating Foundation earlier in the program. Coming up tomorrow, we will talk with John Jove from Research and Extension at K-State. We'll also talk with Liz Nelson from the Riley County Seniors Service Center. And Greg Platt will join us to talk about the Save Farm, a great organization here locally.
Clark Howard Show is coming up next after CBS News, followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show. Dan Patrick and the Game this afternoon. They say that they're working on a special guest that some of you may recall. Bruce Weber Show tonight at 7 on K-Man. Have a great day.